For the second straight year, some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson all meet for the midseason classic of lacrosse. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stadium, our third and final game of day two of the Green Turtle Classic. This is the conclusion of the Green Turtle Classic. The main event, the third-ranked Stevenson Mustangs and the seventh-ranked Cortland Red Dragons. Both teams in unusual spots, having lost yesterday. One of these teams will have a losing record when they go to bed tonight, and that is unfamiliar territory for both of these perennial powerhouses. Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. I'm Sid Zweigbaum. I'll be joined by MC McFadden and Dave Slavkowski along with me for the broadcast tonight. Stevenson 1-2 at home. They're coming off an 8-6 loss last night against Cabrini. Cabrini then losing to unranked Nazareth in the game before us, 11-9. Stevenson 32 turnovers last night and 32 shots. An unbelievably inefficient ratio that they're not used to. Steven Bannock, Pat Cannon, their two leading point men, were pointless last night as Stevenson went 0-4 with the extra man, and Cortland knows all about extra man opportunities. They lost yesterday 15-8 against Lynchburg. Lynchburg was 5-7 with the extra man, including 4 first period man up goals. They had to pull their goalie, Scott Tota, in the first half. He had just one save in the first 24 minutes and 13 seconds. Last time these two teams met, last year, same day, March 22nd, 2014, in the Classic. Stevenson won 9-8, but it was a little bit of a weird game. Mustangs were up 8-2 at the half, 9-4 going into the fourth, and then held on to a one-goal lead for the final 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Stevenson 0-3 against ranked teams this season, all three of those losses coming against top 10 teams. Cortland 0-3 against ranked teams, all three of those losses coming to teams ranked in the top 11. Somebody's going home with a losing record. Somebody is going to get their first win of the season against a ranked team. Stevenson and Cortland coming up in just a couple of minutes. Coming up next, we'll hear from Mustangs head coach Paul Candabene live on the field. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chat with the coaches and student athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Steven Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Getting you set for face-off. This is the All-Access Pregame Show from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Just a couple of minutes away from the opening face-off. Let's go downstairs and hear from head coach Paul Candabene live with MC McFadden.
Thanks, guys. I'm here with coach Paul Candabene. Coach, quick turnaround. Less than 24 hours since you played last night. How do you right the ship so quickly?
Well, we just kind of play together, you know, and play a little more hard. I think defensively we're doing a lot of great things. Offensively, we got to play together, play what we're capable of. Right now, we're kind of playing more like individuals. We had a good, you know, pre-meeting. We talked to the guys, watched the film. I think we understand what we have to do, and hopefully we'll come out with a little more energy and play a little harder.
One bright spot I thought in your game last night was Ben Richards in the goal. Yeah. 10 saves, 8 in the second half. Does that make you feel a little bit more confident there?
Well, he's definitely playing better, and I think the guys in front of him are playing better, giving him a chance. Sometimes he never gets a chance, so I think we're playing much better there and really doing a nice job. So we expect him to continue to play strong.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, MC, with Coach Cantabene. Dave, he's going old school. He's got the camo jacket, the boots, and the camo hat on. That used to be the signature of Paul Cantabene. He went corporate after winning the championship. And I think he's back to the camo look.
Coaches are superstitious people, and they go back to what they know works. So, if that's what's going to get us a win tonight, we'll take it.
All right, let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First, the visitors from Cortland, the Red Dragons in their road red jerseys with white numbers. Starters on attack. The guys to watch, all three of them pretty good. Number 13, Zach Hopps. Number 23, the senior, Benjamin Dunleavy. And number 43, sophomore attackman, 6'1", James Stavrakis. The starting midfielders will be number 7, Mike Cantelli. Number 11, Matt Racozzi. And number 31, Patrick Brown on deep. Defense. They go number 28, David Foster. Number 35, Joe Brand. Number 77, Ryan Scarano. And in the goal, it'll be the freshman, number 55, Joe Scalisi. For Stevenson, a couple of changes, or one big change. On attack, it'll be Pat Cannon, number 2. Number 3, Steven Bannock. Paul Danko back in the starting lineup, making his second start of the season. The midfielders on the field to start the game. Faceoff man will be Justin Wanamaker. He'll be flanked by Connor Corot and number 19, Josh Ruffalo. And on defense, Stevenson will go with number 32, Chad Williams. The big Aussie, number 10, Cal Robinson. And Taylor Morgan, the senior transfer from Maryland, Taylor Morgan, number 20. In the goal again, it'll be number 71, Ben Richards. Richards making his seventh straight start for the Mustangs. And Dave, I know you were watching both goalies for the Red Dragons before the game started. Tota, the senior, pulled after 24 minutes. Scalise made his college debut last night. Made his college debut, made 11 saves in the loss against Lynchburg. A little surprised he's getting the start here tonight against Stevenson.
I didn't see the game yesterday, so I can't comment on the game, but he's a bigger kid. He's going to take up more of the goal. I watched him get shot on. I wasn't really impressed. I think we have gone two hot goalies in the last two games, and hopefully that won't be the case tonight.
Scalisi goes 6'1". They list him at 225 pounds, and he's in the net in place of the much smaller Tota, who's listed at 5'8" and 190 pounds. The temperature at faceoff, it's getting a little bit cooler. Still a sunny day here in Owings Mills, but it has felt cooler all day than it looks. It's 48 degrees. You can see the wind starting to pick up a little bit in the flags. Sun will set throughout the game as we're getting ready to face it off just shy of 6:15 p.m. So right now we're operating just on daylight. Shadows have crept over most of the field as the Red Dragons and Mustangs get set to face it off. Cortland in those red road jerseys, white numbers, white helmets. Stevenson in those bright neon green jerseys with green numbers. Saw them Tuesday night in St. Patrick's Day. This will be the fifth meeting between these two teams. Stevenson 3-1 all time in the series, 3-0 at home. The Mustangs have lost two games in a row. Coming into this season, they were 42-4 at Mustang Stadium since 2012. They've already lost two more games this season at Mustang Stadium. The last time the Mustangs have lost three games in a row anywhere on earth, it was the year 2006 when they lost four in a row in head coach Paul Cantabene's second season. So it's been 9 years since the Mustangs have lost three in a row. The Red Dragons will try to hang loss number three on them right now. Stevenson looking to avoid a three-game losing streak for the first time in 9 years. Both teams looking for their first win against a ranked team. This season, they've both gone 0-3. Buonamo is facing off against Baldwin. Baldwin pushes it forward.
He's got a 60% winning percentage.
And he can add to that a push against the Mustangs. Red Dragons will take over right to left. A flag coming immediately as Dylan Georges got hit by Ruffalo. He looked right at the ref, put his hands up in the air, almost like he called the penalty himself. And it'll be a free possession here for Cortland. They go down low to Stavrakis. They work it all the way out top to Cantelli. Cantelli gets by Caro, draws a slide from Ruffalo. Very deliberate team, Cortland. They're structured, methodical. They like to run two-man games with the midfielders from the high wing area. So they're not an up-and-down team like the last two, Camrini and Tufts.
They don't put anybody behind the goal right now. I mean, most of the time, they've kept everybody in front of the goal. Now they're leaving one man back there.
Cantelli, a couple of moves
now. Got a guy open.
Passing to the left side, Riccozzi, bounce shot. He bounced it too short, and it went way over the cage. And we'll get our first penalty of the day. Didn't take long, and talking to a couple of the Mustang alums, next door that are helping out with the team, Nick Rossi, Kyle Halchek, both on the team in 2013, and they're a little disappointed with the lack of discipline they've seen so far from some of their friends and former teammates. And right here, a penalty on the first possession of the game. Ruffalo going in for 1 minute for the slash. So Cortland will get an opportunity to attack with the extra man. They are at just 18% on the season, 3 out of 17 conversions so far this season. Trying to break open a scoreless game. Stavrakis shoots it low and beats Richards. High to low shot, and it's 1-0 Cortland. The extra man goal.
That was outside of 15 yards.
From James Stavrakis. Number 43, his 8th goal of the season. And it's 1-0 Cortland.
He stepped in and he put some heat on that shot. I would like to see Richards be on top of that one. That's only going to give Cortland a little more confidence.
Ruffalo will be out of the box. Lito Flanagan on for this faceoff. Buonimo wins it forward. Buonimo into the box quickly to Bannock. And Bannock, the Mustangs' leading scorer a year ago, also leading assist man so far this season, tied for the team lead in points coming into this one with Pat Candon. And they were both held pointless yesterday. D'Onofrio had 2 goals last night. He's on to Cannon. Give and go back to D'Onofrio. He was our player of the game.
So he's moved into the first midfield.
Rossi up top. Over to D'Onofrio. Shot from the left side. Hit some pipe. Rebound slapped at by Cannon and went wide right. Bannock is chasing it toward the sideline. Probably could have saved it, but he made the safe play. And he picks up and puts it back in play. Colin Dabney over to Rossi. Rossi driving down the left side, up top to Dabney. Dabney's got a long pole. Quick pass over to Danko. Danko back in the starting lineup. Cannon behind the cage to Bannock. Cannon coming around from the left side, cradling with the right. Cannon, little flip to Bannock behind the cage. Billy Burgoyne not playing tonight. Injured his ankle in warm-ups yesterday. Played through it. Then tweaked it after he scored a goal. So he's wearing a boot, not in uniform tonight. Another reason D'Onofrio's up with the top middies. D'Onofrio makes a tough catch, bounces it from inside the crease area and scores. And we're tied 1-1. Kyle D'Onofrio, another goal. His 8th of the season. And we are tied 1-1, 11:52 to go. Dave looks like much better passing, quicker passing, and a lot more movement so far early in this game for the Mustang offense.
Well, Kyle took that pass from behind the goal and snuck underneath his man, and they didn't slide quick enough to get to him. So that's three goals this weekend for him, right?
Yes.
Two yesterday and one today. So he's kind of earned that right to get up in that first midfield.
Sophomore came from Falston High School. Nathan LeQuang lost that faceoff. Here comes Baldwin the other way for Cortland. Ooh. He shoots it wide. Pat Baldwin has won two out of three, and that's about the clip he's been winning this season. And Zach Hopps will put it back in play.
He's a leading scorer. Isn't he the leading scorer?
Leading scorer for the team. 13 goals, 11 assists coming into this one. He had two assists in the 9-8 loss last year here at Mustang Stadium against Stevenson. He gets double teamed from behind, spins away from it. Hops kicks out to Delira. One thing in the scouting report about Cortland, a lot of their offensive players pretty much use their dominant hand the whole time. Not very good. The righties stay right, the lefties stay left. And the Mustang defenders need to be aware of which is the strong hand of the player they're guarding. Here comes Delira, shielded by Corot on his right hand. A pass in traffic gets knocked down. And Cal Robinson has a ground ball near the sideline. Saved it, no look. And Connor Corot picked it up. Corot over to the near side to Taylor Morgan. And Morgan ahead to lead off Flanagan. Flanagan, long pole into the box to Cannon. Cannon, right wing, looking for a trailer. It's Morgan Pritchett. And now Pritchett will wait for the rest of his group of second-string middies, which includes Matt Tompkins, number 44, and Alex Nieves, number 5. Nieves sets a screen for Tompkins. Tompkins had a goal last night. He's got 5 on the season. Here's Bannock.
I thought that was a great effort down the other end.
Pritchett shooting on the run. It's wide. 10:05 to go. We're tied 1-1.
Cortland just doesn't look like they're going to slide early. So that
Cannon, a little one-arm shovel shot, hit the post, bounce right back to him. Bannock now fighting for the loose ball, and the Red Dragons have it. This is David Foster, number 28, all the way across midfield. Gets it to Stavrakis lost it, and it's scooped up by Chad Williams. Williams with the ground ball. Now he bounces it to Robinson. Robinson, long pass to the near side to Taylor Morgan, 20. And Taylor Morgan ahead to Morgan Pritchett. Morgan to Morgan. Pritchett into the box. Now got it to Cannon. Cannon back to Pritchett. Pritchett, who still wears a protective brace on his right knee. Missed all of last year with that injury.
They're bringing the first midfield back in.
Yeah, so
the
second middies head out. First string comes back in. Rossi, D'Onofrio, and Dabney. D'Onofrio shooting off his screen. He scores again. And the Mustangs take a 2-0 lead. They found something.
He's a pretty excited young man. He's ran faster to the sidelines than he did out in the field.
D'Onofrio, 2 in a row, and the Mustangs take a 2-1 lead as Rossi and D'Onofrio play pick and roll, and he just ripped it top left corner.
That was a high, hard shot. Stick side, right at his stick. I'm surprised the goalie didn't get that.
Scalisi, not a great reaction to that shot. That went stick side. Wanamo and Baldwin again fight for it. It's popped up in the air. Ruffalo, the first one to it. Connor Corot scoops up the ground ball. Corot doesn't see the blindside hit. Goes down, lost the ball. Baldwin near it, but Ruffalo backs it up, picks up the ground ball, pass ahead to Manic. Connor Corot did not see. He was being lined up by one of the attackmen for Cortland. And a good clean hit that knocked the ball loose, with Stevenson able to maintain possession. Now they have it with a 2-1 lead. D'Onofrio
You can see he's moving faster. He's more. He's excited about his four goals over the weekend.
Candid, straddling the crease area. Couple of fakes, turnaround shot. A Pat Candid score makes it 3-1 Mustangs. Candid, one of his signature moves. He just shoots these shots from sharp angles. May have stepped in the crease and gotten away with it, but Pat Cannon, he fakes passes, and then before the goalie realizes what happens, it's between his legs, and Pat Cannon, his 10th goal of the season. Mustangs lead it 3-1, and that was one of many similar-looking Pat Cannon goals.
Scalise didn't move, I thought. He did.
Yeah, he had no idea.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't see most of the shots tonight.
Hardwick knocked down a player fighting for the faceoff. He gets whistled for a push in the back, so they'll reward Cortland with the ball. Georges into the box for the Red Dragons. They scored first, but it's three in a row for the Mustangs.
Three out of five. Five shots, three goals.
Rakosi works it down low to Stavrakis. Out near midfield, this is number 44, Ethan Printy. They get it back behind the cage to Stavrakis. Back up top to Printy again. Cortland likes this two-man midfield game. That pass to Cantelli, tough for him to handle, and he scoops up the ground ball and cradles away from trouble. Red Dragons, very deliberate. Nice move there by Printy to get around Hardwick. They come to the near side to Stavrakis. Again, they work it out top to Rakosi, midfielder. He's got 7 goals, 4 assists this season. He had 2-2 last year here against the Mustangs. Hardwick slips down again. Rakosi shoots and scores. Left-hand shot from the right side, and he makes it a 1-goal game. Nice individual effort there by Matt Rakosi.
His defender fell down a little bit and wasn't close enough to react to him when he stopped and came back to his left hand.
Rakosi with his 8th goal of the season, 6:45 to go in the first. And Rakosi, on the scouting report, it says all left. And what did he do? He drove to the right, stopped, turned, and shot with his left.
That's right. He definitely went back to the hand he wants to use. Ooh.
Corot hit from behind, picking up the faceoff. Flags fly against the Red Dragons. And Stevenson will get another opportunity to show what the extra man can do. Last night, the Mustangs 0-4 with the extra man. This will be their first opportunity tonight, as they lead it 3-2, 6.5 minutes ago in the first period of play. 30-second penalty coming on Luke McNaney.
We're only 8 minutes into this game, and Connor Corot has been hit 3 times pretty hard.
Yeah,
he's a tough kid, though.
He is tough.
He's come in here and made a couple nice plays.
Does a lot of thankless things on the field for the Mustangs. It's sort of the nature of being a short stick middie. Rossi, D'Onofrio, Dabney, Tompkins, Candon, and Bannock, the 6-on-5 unit for the Mustangs. Good movement, Dabney to Rossi on the right wing. Rossi back to Dabney. Over to D'Onofrio, back to Dabney. Steps into one, bounce shot went wide. That time it looked like Scalise was tracking it pretty well. 13 seconds left on the man up for Stevenson as they put it back in play. D'Onofrio up top to Rossi, back to D'Onofrio, back to Rossi. Rossi up top over to Dabney, shoots it off the crossbar, and it bounces into the Cortland sidelines, and that's exactly 30 seconds. So we're back to 6-on-6. Mustangs leave that unit out on the field as D'Onofrio put it back in play to Rossi. Rossi's been the distributor. Now he's the scorer. Tony Rossi.
Scalise didn't move on that one. So
Rossi hitting the back of the net his fourth goal of the season. He's got a goal and two assists already in the first 9 minutes and 9 seconds of this game. How much longer are they going to leave Joe Scalise in the game? 4-2 is the score. Stevenson over Cortland. And a lot of times the Mustangs say that they make other goalies look good, and they are not making Scalise look good tonight. Buonimo wins the faceoff, rushes forward, 4-on-3. Buonimo had to bounce it to Bannock. Tough catch there by Steven, but he was able to make it and keep possession for the Mustangs.
Saved it that time.
Corot, Ruffalo, and Buonimo head off. Candid has it outside the box waiting for help. Being poked by Foster. Foster just keeping Cannon outside the dangerous area. Bad pass by Bannock, intended for Pritchett.
Nice
great play there by Taylor Morgan to keep it on the Mustang side of midfield backcourt penalty. Here's good movement and shot by Danko, and Scalise made that save. Rebound loose. Pritchett had it for a second. Now Cortland's got it in the stick at number 46, Luke McNaney. McNaney with the clear. And McNaney into the box. So Danko getting a good look there. He'll head off as the Mustangs change personnel behind the play. And Coach Cantabene having a talk with Paul Danko. Cortland operating right to left. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first period. Stevenson on top, 4-2. Offense looking much better than it did last night. This is Mike Hart dodging from up top. Hart gets all the way below the goal. Robinson ran into Moody. Wraparound shot by Hart went over the cage. Williams came over to pressure the shooter. Robinson picks up the ground ball and bounces it to Williams. Williams plays it off his body. Now scoops it and comes down the near sideline. Strong ride here by Cortland. A long bounce pass back to Robinson. Robinson has to go back to Williams. Williams dodges a man, and Chad will get across midfield. He came to Stevenson as an attackman, then went to long stick midfield, now a full-time close defender. So he's played all over the place as Tyler Furman on for the first time tonight, number 17 for the Mustangs.
He played attack in high school?
Williams, yeah.
Really?
Candon behind the cage to Furman, over to the left wing to Bannock, up top to D'Onofrio, to Rossi. Rossi's got a short stick on him, takes a pick from D'Onofrio, is picked up by a short stick. McNaney now takes him around the behind the net to Dabney. Dabney now coming from left to right around the net. Cannon on the right wing, spinning away from McNaney. He likes the matchup with a short stick. Little pick and roll with D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio in traffic gets it to Rossi. Fakes a shot. Rossi goes to Dabney. Dabney switching hands, getting it back to his left, which is his dominant hand. And he goes down the far wing, covered by Patrick Brown, number 31. Dabney behind the net. Dabney coming around from the right side. Now to Cannon. Cannon feeds Rossi. Now sets a screen for him. As Rossi goes to Bannock behind the cage. Mustangs passing and moving. Cannon looking for somebody in the middle, and it bounced right to the goalie, Scalise. And Scalise now with an outlet pass to Joe Brand. Long pass toward midfield. Big hit by Taylor Morgan. Goes right to Bannock. Bannock fakes the shot as he got into the box. Now to Rossi. Nobody's on Rossi. And he's just waiting for Horn to check out and Dabney to get back in. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. Stevenson on top, 4-2.
That was a pretty hard physical shot that he got. I was surprised the flags didn't come out.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it really was. I'm glad to see it. But usually the good hits in the game of lacrosse are now a penalty.
D'Onofrio high pass to Cannon behind the cage, and the 5'7 lefty leaps to keep the possession for the Mustangs. Now he wants to dance behind the cage. Turn around, bounce shot, score. A little shovel shimmy for Pat Cannon, his second of the night.
I don't think Scalise has seen that shot for a while. He's totally surprised both times he's taken it.
And he should not be, because that is where Pat Cannon has made his living as a Mustang, operating behind the cage. He comes out from the right side. And Scalise just couldn't cover the area between his legs, and Cannon just shoveled it right in. 5-2 Mustangs, two goals from Cannon, two goals from D'Onofrio. 1:29 to go in the first.
They brought 17 Tyler Furman in for the last couple minutes. You said he played a lot last year, right?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just keep bringing in a third attackman. So hopefully somebody steps into it. Gets a little more comfortable.
Hardwick kicks the faceoff back into Cortland's defensive area. It was scooped up by Southard. And now the Red Dragons will try to clear right to the left. They go back to Scalise, the goalie. He comes to Foster on the near side, number 28. Foster goes around Thalen. Mm. Nice pass ahead to Hops. Look out. Hops makes a move. Shovel shot. And it goes high and wide. Richards tried to beat Stavrakis to it. He couldn't. Stavrakis puts it back in play. 50 seconds left. Hops tripped, or he might have had a breakaway there against the Mustangs.
They weren't 10 men in that time, right? Shit, I didn't think so. I didn't see the goalie come out.
Mike Cantelli down the left alley.
Ooh, look at that crease, man. Right again, the crease is open.
Stavrakis' pass goes off the stick of Printy. It didn't look like it was that high and outside, but Printy couldn't handle it. Bannock tried to put it back in play.
So, I guess Cortland called timeout.
Cortland called timeout when it went out of bounds so that they wouldn't get caught.
No, they didn't. No, they're calling the players back out.
Okay, no, they did not. You're right. Both two teams were ready to huddle. That was a weird situation. Either way, it's a break for the Red Dragons because Bannock
was off and running, and there wasn't a whistle there.
23 seconds left. Mustangs have it back in play. D'Onofrio, a little up and under move. D'Onofrio, left-hand shot. He's got a hat trick, and he takes a spill at the end. What a highlight for Kyle D'Onofrio.
Kyle's got a lot of energy. He's carrying this team. He's got a lot of energy right now, and they need it.
D'Onofrio, two goals last night, three in the first quarter tonight. It is 6-2 Stevenson. Kyle D'Onofrio just taking on all comers. Paid the price at the end of the play. Did a somersault on the ground. And Stevenson gets a late goal. Buonimo moved early for the whistle.
Is that our second violation?
I think it is. Georges, one was a push. Georges' pass deflected out of bounds by Flanagan. 9.8 seconds left for the Red Dragons as Stavrakis will put it back in play. Pass out top to Ricozzi. Ricozzi down the right alley. Ricozzi at the buzzer over the net, and it's going to go out of play as time expires. The Mustangs start strong. Our score after one, Stevenson 6, Cortland 2. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zwagbaum, Dave Slefkowski back with you at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson on top of Cortland, 6-2. Let's go downstairs to the third member of our team, MC McFadden.
Hi, guys. What I can tell you is going on down here on the sideline is there's a lot of excitement, as you can well imagine, on this sideline. Being out in front of Cortland 6-2, a big change from their past couple of games where they've been trailing consistently. A lot of happiness, a lot of positive reinforcement from their teammates and their coaches. but also Coach Canabin was not very happy about that last face-off foul by Buonimo. So he got a little talking to, and I'm quite sure he's going to straighten out his game from here on out.
Thank you very much, MC, with that report down on the field. And no doubt the Mustangs in much better spirits than they were last night after the first period.
Well, an average goalie can make your offense a little better. And I think that's what we're facing. And I'm glad it's he doesn't look anything better than an average goaltender. And our shots are going in. We're not making turnovers. I bet you I don't see the stats yet after the first quarter, but I don't believe we're anywhere near seven or eight turnovers.
Scalisi is back in cage. In fact, we do get to look at the turnovers. Our stats through one. Stevenson just one turnover. Cortland has four. Mustangs out shooting the Red Dragons 12-7. Four more ground balls, 10-6. Cortland, the better face-off team through the first. Five face-off wins. Just four for Stevenson. You were right. Two face-off violations by the Mustangs as Baldwin wins another, and Cortland will have possession left to right to start the second period of play.
That's probably why Coach Canabini was yapping at
Buonimo
coming off the field, because that was he realized it was a second. We can't afford to give a 30-second penalty when you have this momentum going.
Riccozzi, one of the two goal scorers for Cortland in the first, goes to Hops. Hops, long pass. They get it out top to Cantelli. Back to Printy.
Stevenson players are doing a really good job on defense, taking away the strong hands. And it's obviously the scout reports indicated that they're a one-handed team, and we're doing a good job of staying on their strong hands.
Hops wrapping around the cage, looking for Stavrakis behind the net, and he missed him by a lot. And the Mustangs,
somebody's got to come back to they're pressing us.
Robinson, man, with a Gilman clear all the way down, and it took one hop right to Stephen Bannock, and Robinson threw it three quarters of the length of the field, and the Mustangs get a clear and possession. Bannock. This is Furman. Now to Rossi.
Going with the first unit back in here.
Rossi to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio, strong first quarter play, three goals. First career hat trick for Kyle. Furman in traffic, guarded by three men, and a timeout taken by Paul Cantabene, risking nothing here early in the first half. 13:23 to go in the second. Stevenson is on top of Cortland 6-2. We take a look at the series between these two teams. Started in 2007, Mustangs with a 10-9 win. They beat Cortland again at home 2011, 10-8, lost at Cortland 13-9 in 2012, and won again here in 2014. 9-8, and the Mustangs and Red Dragons played four very close games, decided by a total of eight goals in four meetings. Stevenson 3-1 against Cortland, 3-0 at home. And again, Coach Cantabene has had a lot of success, 159-43 heading into this game, a winning percentage of 787.
You think that's a pretty good percentage, and he's done it a few more years than Bevel has at Cortland, but Bevel's got an 82% winning.
Yeah, he's actually up to 85.
84? All right.
Yeah, so, and that's with a 2-3 start this season. So Mustangs,
so they're two,
and Red Jackets.
Two very successful coaches.
Yes. Two teams that expect to go all the way every year.
Have you ever been to Cortland?
I have not.
They have a stadium backed side by side, and the press box goes either way.
Wow.
It's a pretty nice setting.
I imagine it's still cold there, too.
I didn't say anything about the cold. I'm sure it is.
D'Onofrio up top.
Oh, a step
out. Sprint, and that pass to Rossi knocked down. Tony tried to kick it to a teammate, and it's taken away by McNaney. McNaney stumbles, got Bannock, tried to stick check him, and he hit Furman right in the gut. Mustangs do get it back. Colin Dabney chases down the loose ball. But if we get a chance to see the replay, Bannock nailed Furman. That's one way to decide who's going to be the third attackman.
Well, it was good hustle. All three attackmen were chasing the middie down.
Candon winds up with loose coverage against him, and he shot it high and wide. Cannon from about 10 yards away.
When you're struggling on offense, it's good to get out there and ride as hard as you can, and that's gave us a second chance here.
Rossi to Cannon, parallel to the goal line. Cannon up top to Dabney, over to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio trying to dodge, and he goes to Rossi. They've seemed to have a good connection here tonight. Rossi driving down the right alley, passing behind the cage, now looking in front.
Ooh.
Bannock tried the quick stick, and he knocked it over the cage. Mustangs will get it back. Rossi in control. 3 minutes gone by in the second. It's 6-2 Stevenson. D'Onofrio loads up for a left-handed shot. That went high and wide. Nobody behind the cage to back it up. And Scalisi able to gain possession for Cortland.
That was a little bit out of his range. I think he was forcing that shot. But he's feeling his oats right now.
Heat check. Foster floats it to the far side. This is Pratt on the far sideline, knocked out of his stick. It's loose. Hardwick racing for it. It's scooped up by Osborne for Cortland. Osborne gets through three, four Mustangs. And now Morgan levels him as he tried to get into the box, and he didn't get in time. It'll be Stevenson ball. Taylor Morgan was waiting for him right on that T spot. In the top left corner of the box, and Morgan kept him out of the box. You don't see that very often.
No, that was nice physical play. Legal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I didn't have any thoughts of it being illegal.
Morgan to Danko. Morgan Pritchett, that is.
So we have the second line in.
Yeah, Ryan Kirby getting a run, number one. Pritchett winds and fires, and Scalisi makes the save.
Let's don't make too many easy saves. Give that goal any confidence. I don't like that.
Here comes Trevor Pratt with the long pull.
Oh,
quickly, Cortland,
open,
backdoor shot
open.
And score for number 23, Benjamin Dunleavy. Mustangs caught in transition. A nice push of the ball by Pratt. He got it ahead to Hops. Hops right across the crease to Dunleavy, and an easy goal. A lot
too
like
easy,
what we
easy.
Saw last night. And the Mustangs give and, one back there.
We didn't get back. Our defense didn't get organized. And they took advantage of it.
Benjamin Dunleavy,
I think
with the goal, his eighth of the year.
Who took that shot down here? Morgan Pritchett?
Yep.
I think that was outside of his range, and it gave the Scalise a little confidence. I don't want to give him any confidence.
6-3 on the ensuing faceoff. Abel Warden, the first one to it. He knocks it forward.
We got a push.
And we've got a push from behind.
Oh,
quick
my.
Restart,
oh,
four
my.
On three.
That's crazy.
For Cortland, Hops, turnaround shot, score. James Stavrakis, not Hops, Stavrakis, with his second goal of the night, his ninth of the season. And they gave Baldwin a quick restart. They just pretty much gave the Mustangs a 4-on-3. Credit to Stavrakis for making them pay. Two goals in 16 seconds.
I think the officials were wrong there. They were wrong. I'm not glad that they're trying to speed up the game. They're trying to get more offense in it. But that was wrong, started in that way. We didn't have a chance to get anywhere close to them.
10:25 to go. Stevenson on top, 6-4, but it was 6-2. Another face-off win for the Red Dragons. Justin Siracusa.
Good job. Just keep pressuring.
And Southard pressured all the way back on the defensive side of midfield. Goes to Foster. Foster with the long pole across midfield. Full head of steam. Foster thinking about shooting. Now he goes to Hops. And this time, a timeout taken for real by Cortland. So Cortland slowing things down. They feel like they're back in it, down 6-4 after trailing 6-2 after one. Their head coach, Steve Bevel, in his ninth year, four championship games. They won the 2009 NCAA Division III championship. He is 144-25 coming into this game, a winning clip of 852. Last year, his Red Dragons went 17-4. They were the State University New York Athletic Conference champions. They call it the SUNYAC. And they lost to Tufts in the NCAA quarterfinals 15-5. Tufts, of course, went on to win the whole thing. 14 straight NCAA tournaments for these Red Dragons from Cortland, or State University of New York at Cortland. It's just, they were Cortland State for a while.
Mm-hmm. They're known for phys ed. They're a great phys ed school. And the cradle of a lot of lacrosse coaches.
Definitely. Located in Cortland, New York, of course, an enrollment of 6,200. Their stadium holds 6,500.
It's a really nice facility. I think it's been there for about 15 years now. Really made it a nice setting.
9:55 to go in the first half. The Red Dragons will restart it from the right wing. Hops with Robinson matched up on him. The book on Hops. He is left-handed. He won't go to his right, but he has a lot of moves. Good playing with his back to his defender. Good with the toe drag. He's a good feeder. Can do a lot of things. And right now he's looking to feed from the right wing. He's got Robinson all over him. Robinson knocks him down.
Oh, no.
Flag coming. And Robinson now pushed after the play.
He doesn't believe he had a penalty either.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one of his attempts to take away the ball where he just hit the body of Hops while Hops was on the ground, and I think that was the one that drew the flag.
I think it was, but I think there was a few others that he could have called on. I'm hoping he only has a one-minute penalty.
Slashing penalty on Robinson, 1 minute. If you get a chance to look at the replay, so
one,
Hops goes
two.
Down, and he just swings at the body one time. And then he takes a couple of pushes at the end. No retaliatory penalties. And Cortland, 1-for-1 with the extra man in the first, will get their second opportunity. They were just 4-for-17 coming into this game.
They're starting a 1-4-1, Sid. And see what they're going to do. Roll it out of it. Looks like
Ricozzi to the wing. Shot blocked on the way in. As
Stavrakis.
And I believe it was Morgan who...
He did one of those last night. Remember that?
He flew like a missile at the ball.
He doesn't mind getting hit with a ball. I don't know. I'd worry about that young man. Look, he did it again.
Yeah, he blocked another shot. Williams kicks it toward the end line. Williams now is going to be pressured. Williams... still cradling behind the cage. Long pass. And a little huge hit in the middle. Flag comes.
Oh.
Would have been a 3-on-0 as that pass. We don't have a 45 on our roster for the Mustangs, and that was the player who got hit.
So we don't know who it is, but he got up and went to the sideline.
A big hit by the Red Dragons. That was one of those, looked like a defenseless receiver in football. If there were no flags in the penalty, the ball was jarred loose, and it would have been a 3-on-0 opportunity.
So thank goodness the referees called it, because watch this. We're going to see
Williams
a replay right
long
now.
Pass ahead. The catch was made, and then
I'm going to tell you that's Dan
Southard.
You think that's who it is?
Southard for Cortland. Oh, you think for Stevenson.
Dan Puffnuck. I think that there's a 46 long stick many. Maybe
that is Taylor Morgan, number 9, who changed to 45, who took the hit. So Taylor Morgan
is that the other Taylor Morgan?
Yeah, he's Taylor Morgan, 45. So it is a 2-minute penalty on Southard for that big cross check. We're 5-on-5 for 13 seconds. The Mustangs are going to wait it out and then go to work with the 6-on-5. They're 0-for-1 with the extra man, and they're going to get a chance to put up some goals here with that non-releasable penalty. And 0-for-0 over to Dabney, behind the cage to Panic. Back to Cannon. Cannon looking for Tompkins in front. Again, a pass in traffic. Knocked down. Cannon goes to his knees, trying to get it back. This is a huge loose ball. Tompkins comes away with a ground ball. He lost it. It's loose to the right of the crease, about 7 yards to the right.
If we pick
it's
it up,
it's still loose. If he picks Tompkins it up, has it, and now Coach Cantabene calls timeout as he screams at Cannon. 1:15 to go on the extra man advantage for Stevenson. Visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle, just 10 minutes away from Mustang Stadium during this weekend's Classic. Show your ticket to your server and get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. The Owings Mills Green Turtle is located at 2 Restaurant Drive South. The Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar where families, friends, and fans of all ages feel at home. 8:02 to go in the first half. Stevenson feeling much better at home right now, on top 6-4 with a minute and 15 seconds left of extra man play, but they're out of timeouts remaining in the first
half.
He
can't save them on this next possession, but I thought it was a good time to call
timeout. Yeah, definitely.
You know, we want to get – we'd like to get more than one goal here, because this is going to be a – even if we score, we'll still get a chance to come back and get another one. That'd be nice to get two in this two-minute segment. But 45 seconds of it has already been eaten up. We haven't taken a shot.
The Red Dragons almost had the takeaway a couple of times.
Right, they did. They knocked it down.
Cannon to Dabney, up top to Rossi, left side to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio behind the cage to Bannock. Bannock bounces it to Cannon. Now to Dabney, up top to Rossi. Rossi steps in, goes back door to Cannon. Cannon down low, stuffed inside. It was either Scalisi or Foster, the defender, diving in front. Knocked over the end line by the Red Dragons. 55 seconds left on the man up. Bannock quickly puts it back in play to Dabney. Dabney up top to Rossi, steps into one and scores. Tony Rossi, second of the night.
That's he stepped into about inside of 15, and he banked it in the left corner. Nice shot, and I would think any goalie would have had a hard time. But we still have 49 seconds here. We got to win this next faceoff. It'd be key to win this and get another opportunity to go man up.
Rossi set up by Dabney. Fifth of the season for Tony. Had 36 last year. Guantanamo and Baldwin. Baldwin's had the better of this matchup, but he's missing a winger to his right to help him secure it. And Baldwin had an opportunity, lost it. I mean, it was on the back of a stick.
Nice ground.
Guantanamo gets the ground ball and gets it to Bannock. Mustangs will have 35 seconds of man up as soon as Guantanamo heads out. Dabney coming in right now. A late substitution by the Red Dragons. They're having trouble getting the fifth guy on the field. McNaney didn't really hustle onto the field. 23 seconds left, man up for the Mustangs. Over to Dabney. To Cannon, back to Dabney. Dabney's got some room. Now to Cannon on the right wing. Cannon in front of the Tompkins behind the back. And it goes over the end line. Cortland wins the race to it. And with 9 seconds left on the man up, opportunity for Cortland to kill the rest of the penalty. McNaney stops near midfield, had it knocked out by Cannon, got it back. McNaney ducks under the stick check of Tompkins, and they get into the box to Stavrakis. Stavrakis down the left alley. Turnaround shot,
not
Richards,
save,
the save.
Save.
And he kicked it to the corner.
It's a kick save by him. That's all right.
And Ricozzi picks up the ground ball for Cortland. So Cortland, it could have been worse for them, only giving up one in the two-minute non-releasable penalty. Could have been better, could have been worse. Turnaround shot, Richard stands tall and makes the save on Ricozzi. Now the Mustangs, chance to clear. Here comes Corot. Corot backtracks to Williams. Now to the goalie, Richards. Richards near sideline to Robinson. Robinson floats it to Moody, and Moody gets it to Bannock. Bannock in the box.
Bringing in the second midfield.
Pritchett out there with Nieves as Moody heads off as well.
They got a numbers. They go.
Here's Danko, top of the box, back in at attack to Nieves. He's joined by Kirby and Pritchett on the second unit again. We're going not in uniform. So everybody bumped up a spot. Pritchett over to Kirby. Kirby is the one getting the extra playing time. Kirby to Danko, turnaround shot, stopped by Scalisi. And the Red Dragons work on the clear. This is number 29, Anthony Vaccaro, Jr. Got it across midfield. And to Mike Cantelli. Cantelli into the box to Hops. And Cortland works around the perimeter. They are definitely a much slower-paced offensive team than either of the Mustangs' last two opponents. One of those teams where they like to have everybody get a touch before they do something. Cantelli with Pritchett, the short stick on him, and Pritchett not used to playing defense against a playmaker.
He usually tries to shut off somebody when he gets caught on defensive end.
Down low to Hops. Hops had Williams switched on him. Cantelli, the matchup they want. He goes right by Pritchett into the front of the net, and that pass was deflected. It almost went in. Cortland picks up the loose ball, an errant pass, and it'll be tracked down by Cantelli outside the box. That pass by Cantelli was deflected, and it ended up almost going into the back of the net, as I think Richards was moving his body to play against where the pass was intended for. Here is Stavrakis up top to Billy Davis. Davis to the near side. They get it down low to Dunleavy. Behind the cage to Hops. Hops on Williams. Hops coming around the left side.
He's not going to put in his right hand, that's for sure.
Hops had his pass knocked down in front and gets swatted right back to him. He's got Morgan on him, number 20, Taylor Morgan. Stavrakis switches spots, goes up top to Davis. Davis has Pritchett on him, so a really long defensive shift for Pritchett. They get it to the left side shot. Good save by Richards on Rakosi. Rebound scooped up by Pritchett, so Pritchett with a good defensive play there. Got it up to Jesse Horn. Horn, the long pole across midfield. Horn flips it to Granada. Granada to Bannock, and Bannock into the box.
And again, they've changed the third attackman. They brought Tyler Furman back in.
Mm-hmm. So you don't get much time out there, that third attackman. You got to make something happen or you're going to...
Danko took a shot that last possession and hit the goalie with it, so he comes out.
That's a no-go. Here comes Rossi off one of those double screens. Goes all the way around left to right. They look for the cutter in the middle. Cannon shoots and scores. What a feed by Bannock.
That's the best free feed we've seen from behind the goal to somebody. In 2 days. The best feed we've seen.
Cannon with his team leading 12th of the season. He also has a hat trick. And the Mustangs lead it 8-4 with 2:20 to go in the first half.
And who's on the assist?
Bannock. I believe that's the first point of the night for Bannock. So Bannock almost went six quarters without a point, which has been unheard of in his career.
That was a good feed. He was on the money with that one. We didn't see that last night.
Definitely. But again, Mustangs, a lot more movement. Had Rossi coming around the double mumbo.
Yep.
And going behind the net to Bannock. A lot of players moving. The defense lost track of Cannon. And it's a lot easier to make that feed when your guys are moving and making the defense work instead of...
Cortland defensemen seem to be looking at the ball too much. And that helped us. Cut through there.
2 minutes to go in the first half. Cortland won the ensuing faceoff. And they trail 8-4, and they have a big possession here. So ever since they called that timeout when they were down 6-4, here comes rush on the attack. A penalty coming as Delira lost the ball, turned around to pick it up, got hit from behind. That'll be a penalty on the Mustangs. Delira initially looked like he was going to have a great lane to shoot it, and instead he lost the ball. He turned around to scoop it up, and it ends up being a hit from behind on Ruffalo, I believe.
They're going to call it on. It was really Morgan 20 who did it, but they
Morgan got him.
But
well, if you see the replay, Ruffalo got a hit in there as well. A hit to the head. 1 minute penalty on Ruffalo, and Coach Cantabene letting him have it a little bit.
He's cool. In the box with him. You're right. I think he's talking to the wrong guy. I think Morgan's the one.
Well, that's one of the reasons the Mustangs have some of their volunteer assistants up here, so the right guy can. They were telling us a save there by Richards, but they're sort of the lookout staff to make sure the right guy is
they're
reprimanded.
Calling down they're making sure.
They're the tattletales.
Uh-oh, there's a nice look.
And another save by Richards.
Is that another kick save?
Yep. Dunleavy puts it back in play. 25 seconds left on the man up. Two shots in this possession. Two saves for Richards.
Cortland holds the ball too long. Thank you.
Skip pass. They go down low to Nikki. This is another a tough skip. Name. Bunny Tadabas. And a shot wide. Bunny Tadabas. Put it back in play. Bunny Tadabas puts it back in play.
To our left hander closest.
Cantelli shot from dead on. Another good save by Richards. Rebounds loose. Picked up by Williams. He had it knocked out of his stick. Bunny Tadabas goes down in front with it. It's still loose. Corot comes in. It's a five-man pileup. The referees blow the whistles with 30 seconds left the first half. They call it push on the Mustangs.
It's all back to even.
And Ricozzi will put it back in play. Ricozzi to Hops. Hops down the right wing. 22 seconds left. Now 20 seconds left as he operates on the invert.
Hops
got a step. May have stepped in the crease. They didn't call it. Bounce pass across the crease. Sharp angle shot blocked on the way in. Pass up top. Ricozzi shoots. That one's blocked again by Morgan. Shot from the left wing. Bounces wide. Corot stops it with 3 seconds left. And Corot will throw it the length of the field. And the Mustangs, playing much inspired lacrosse on day two of the Green Turtle Classic, take an 8-4 lead into the locker room. Their fans on their feet applauding the effort of the Mustangs. They double up Cortland. And look at the Mustangs mobbing Taylor Morgan, number 20. I'm not sure if they're...
I think Taylor Morgan is the heart of Stevenson defense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he took 2 or 3 shots in that possession off his body. And
you and I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's going to help his grade point average the rest of the way.
He's going to have more black and blue marks than half the goalies in Division III.
And Morgan taking one for the team. And he's getting high fives from everybody as he had his helmet off. And the Mustangs lead 8-4. Two first-half hat tricks, one for Kyle D'Onofrio, one for Pat Cannon. And we're about to hear from Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. He's got to be much more pleased heading into the locker room tonight than last night. Last night, the Mustangs were trailing 6-2 heading to the locker room. Tonight, they're up 8-4. Let's go downstairs to MC McFadden with head coach Paul Cantabene.
Coach, must be a better feeling going into the locker room at this half as opposed to last night.
It definitely is. I think we're playing a lot more energy, though, and that's the big key. We're playing energy, moving the ball a lot better in offense, we're sharing it. I think that's the big difference right now.
And how do you keep this rolling into the second half with your team?
Well, obviously we're building, so this gives them a lot of confidence going in the second half. We have to maintain it. You know, I think Cortland's playing a little bit better in that second quarter. We just got to keep it rolling and play a little tighter. We're doing a good job. We just got to be careful of the fouls. You know, we got to be careful of that and not give them any easy opportunities.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
All right, that was head coach Paul Cantabene heading into the locker room, much more pleased with the ball movement, the way his offense is attacking tonight, and it's showing up on the scoreboard. Number three Stevenson, over number 7 Cortland at the half, 8-4. We'll be right back with highlights. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back at Mustang Stadium, Stevenson on top of Cortland, 8-4. Let's look at these first half highlights. They're going to come fast and furious. We've got plenty of them. Cortland getting things started with an extra man opportunity after their first possession. James Stavrakis stepping into one. His eighth goal of the season, 1-0 Cortland, 13:22 to go in the first. Mustangs respond. Kyle D'Onofrio stepping in just outside the crease and a little bounce shot that beats the goalie. We're tied 1-1, 11:52 to go. D'Onofrio on the next possession takes a pass from Rossi. This time he steps into a right-handed shot and goes top left corner. 2-1 Stevenson. Less than a minute later, Pat Candon, little shovel shot from the right side, faking a couple passes, and the goalie Scalisi not expecting that one. 3-1 Stevenson, 8:07 to go in the first half. Back the other way, Cortland getting back into it. Roccozzi stops, gets to his strong hand, and beats Richards to make it 3-2. Mustangs respond less than a minute later. Rossi, this time going to shoot it himself. Low to high. Rossi, a goal and two assists in the first quarter. Stevenson up 4-2 with 5:51 to go. Pat Cannon again operating beneath the goal. And another falling shovel shot. And Cannon makes it 5-2, 1:29 to go. Late in the first, 16.2 seconds left. Look at D'Onofrio go by three defenders, meet two more, and beat everybody with a left-hand shot. A hat trick for D'Onofrio in the first. It was 6-2 Stevenson at that point. Cortland gets one back. Dunleavy wide open in front, 6-3. Another goal for Stavrakis made it 6-4. Cortland trying to get back into the game, but 7:36 to go. Rossi with the two-minute penalty. Mustangs take advantage. Rossi's second goal of the night made it 7-4 with 7:36 to go. And a big save coming here for Ben Richards, denying Matt Roccozzi. Stevenson on top, 7-4, 2:20 to go in the first half. And look at this ball movement. Bannock to Cannon, a left-hand overhand shot for Cannon. He's got a hat trick at the break as well. Mustangs over the Red Dragons, 8-4 at the half. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count the dance around out of my shoes. Need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it.
want the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
The Green Turtle Classic continues in minutes. Now, back to the All-Access Halftime Show.
Halftime in Owings Mills. Let's take a look at our first half stats. Stevenson and Cortland even in shots, 21 apiece. Cortland in advantage in ground balls, 17-16. The Red Dragons the advantage in faceoffs, 9-5. But 7 turnovers for Cortland, just 2 for the Mustangs. 3 penalties for the Mustangs, 2 on Cortland. Each team 1-for-3 with the man up. 7 saves for Richards, just 5 for Scalise in the first half. Dave, you mentioned it. Mustangs not going against a hot goalie tonight, and in fact Scalise and his lack of experience seems to be a big factor for the Mustangs so far in this game.
I think an average goalie just makes any offense better, and that's what we need. We need a little confidence. The kids needed it. They met 2 goalies in a row that were pretty hot, but they also made some nice shots, and they're moving the ball. I think the faceoff guy Buonimo didn't have another violation the rest of the half,
right.
So that saved us from going man down. We only had 3 man downs. Both teams were up 3 times, but for Stevenson, sometimes we're prone to being double that number. So and that's good. Maybe the kids realize. I know the Canabine and Poles are telling the kids they don't want these foolish fouls.
Scoring for Stevenson in the first half, 3 goals each for Pat Cannon and Kyle D'Onofrio, 2 for Tony Rossi. Rossi also 2 assists, 1 helper each for Bannock and Dabney. Scoring for Cortland, 2 for James Stavrakis, 1 for Dunleavy Ricozzi, 2 assists for Zach Hopps, 1 for Dunleavy. We'll take one break here, a quick one. We'll be right back with the start of the second half. Stevenson and Cortland, the conclusion next. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
Referees checking the sticks of the faceoff men before we get started here in the second half. Buonimo and Baldwin. Check that Baldwin guy's stick. He's won 9 out of 14. Mustangs going with Paul Danko at attack to start the second half. It's been a revolving door between Danko and Furman and Thalen. Nobody's seizing the job, and certainly none of those 3 on the stat sheet tonight.
And they haven't brought Tony Rossi back on attack. But I think he's better at the midfield.
Yeah, he's playing great tonight. 2 goals, 2 assists. He really seems to be the fulcrum of the offense tonight.
His dodge from out front is a lot more dangerous than from
second half underway, starting a lot like the first half with Baldwin winning the faceoff. Bounces it back to Georges. Georges having trouble fielding it and finally scoops it and gets away from Dylan Moody and tiptoes into the box. So Red Dragons down by 4 to start the second half, and they'll get the first crack. And an offensive possession, Cantelli to Dunleavy.
this is usually their 20, 30 seconds to throw the ball around the outside, trying to get themselves into a
formation. Billy Davis to Cantelli. Second time we've had a police helicopter fly overhead. James Stavrakis, a couple of goals in the first to Cantelli. Cantelli, right side, shot for Mikosi. Fielded behind the cage by Hops. Hops looking for a cutter in front. Oh. He found one and right on the doorstep. And Dunleavy put the quick stick high over the cage. He was wide open in front. Hops puts it back in play. Again looking for Dunleavy. Again he got a piece of it. It's flipped up in the air by Taylor Morgan. Morgan is going after the ball. It is scooped up by Rikosi. Rikosi down to one knee. Got it back. Rikosi is being chased right to the goal. Bounce shot. Score. Nice play there by Matt Rikosi. They just chased him right to the front of the net. He had nowhere else to go. And Rikosi makes it 8-5.
We forced him to the goal. I wish we hadn't have done that.
Nobody slid to help. And Rikosi looked like the whole time he wanted to get rid of it.
He did. They forced him into shooting that goal.
And he scored with a bounce shot from the right side. Unassisted goal. And it's 8-5 Stevenson. Dragons not going away quietly. Guantanamo and Baldwin in the middle. Baldwin.
Good brown ball.
Able to.
By their pole.
Get it to a teammate, and Patrick Brown with the ground ball. And Cortland now an 11-5
goal.
Advantage. Brown with the long pole into the box. Had some room. Got it to Hops down low. And you know that's got to kill Coach Cantabene, that the Mustangs are having so much trouble tonight with faceoffs. He being one of the greatest faceoff men in the history of the sport.
And our faceoff guy from Stevenson is from Irondequoit, too. That's mm-hmm. that's Paul's
backyard.
It's his backyard. It's his high school team.
Austin Hope on for the first time. They get it behind the cage to Stavrakis. And now this is number 19, Hunter Osborne. Osborne taking a run down the right alley. Nowhere to go. Gets it behind the cage. They look out front. Dunleavy unable to handle that pass. He's trying to box out Morgan. Morgan dives with the ball. Goes toward the sideline. Granada knocks it forward.
Push
from behind by the defender at midfield, pushing Bannock over the midfield line. And it'll be Stevenson ball on the restart. Bannock puts it back in play. Goes to Rossi, so the Mustangs get a stop after nearly 3 minutes of possession for the Red Dragons. Stevenson up 8-5.
I want to see Camden go behind the goal again and come from behind and shoot.
Rossi down the right alley.
Come
goes
on,
to Cannon behind the cage. Cannon, quick pass to Bannock on the left side. Bannock looking for D'Onofrio. Catching, shooting. And that one, I believe, was deflected away on the way in. Cannon backs up the shot. 3 minutes gone by in the third. Stevenson.
Come on. Let's
seen
go.
Their lean trend
right
to
8-5. Left.
Here's Cannon. Setting up his man behind the cage. It's Foster with the long pole. Foster being very aggressive on Cannon. Cannon coming around from the right side. Fakes the pass. Gets pushed down. Cannon pushed again. Maintains possession. And now goes to Danko. Over to Rossi. Rossi takes a pick. Goes behind the cage. Sharp angle shot to score for Paul Danko. Oh, no. Excuse me. Kyle D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio, his fourth
goal
of the night.
Six for the weekend.
And for Kyle, that is his 11th of the season. Rossi picking up his third assist. And it's back to a four-goal lead for Stevenson, 9-5. 11:24 to go in the third.
That was a pretty good shot. I think any goalie would have had a hard time with that.
We are out of sunlight here in Owings Mills. We're all on the stadium lights as LeQuang trying his hand at Baldwin. Baldwin wins that one easily. Baldwin into the box, gets through the double team, lost it, got it back, shoots it, and he missed it. An attempt to smack it home by Dunleavy. That went over the cage, and the Mustangs win the race to it. It was a wide-open net for Dunleavy. I think he had time to try to scoop it and shoot it.
I agree. I'm glad he did.
He tried to do it too quickly.
Yeah, like, one touch and in.
Yeah, hockey style there, and the Mustangs get it across midfield quickly. But he had a wide-open net. Mm. Good play by Baldwin off the faceoff. He scored it through everybody.
I don't know where Richards was, but he wasn't around. He was on the ground maybe or something. I don't know.
Nieves, Pritchett, Tompkins, second string middies out there for the Mustangs. Nieves takes his screen, goes to his left. Shot hit the shaft of the goalie's stick. Rebound loose outside the crease.
Yes.
Tompkins has it. And we've got a timeout taken by the Mustangs. So another early timeout taken by head coach Paul Cantabene. He did the same thing early in the first half, and he takes one early in the second half to maintain a possession. Stevenson on top 9-5 with 10:29 to go in the third. Stevenson University is bringing the beach to Owings Mills. Announced this week, Stevenson will add women's sand volleyball as its 26th NCAA Division III sport. Stevenson becomes the first athletic program in Division III to offer sand volleyball to its student athletes with an inaugural season scheduled for spring 2016. Current eighth-year head women's volleyball coach Dave Trumbo will head up the sand volleyball squad, bringing along several of his indoor players to help comprise the 2016 roster. Visit GoMustangSports.com to get more information. And my one question, if you're the only Division III school to have that, who do you play?
That's what I was wondering, that same thing. They must be going to get some club teams for the next
year. Yeah, I think they're going to play a lot of games down in Florida, so I think Dave is not only excited to have another team to coach. I think he's excited for some paid vacations, especially with the winters we've been having. He's going to say, hey, we got to practice where it's warm. Got to practice where the climate is.
They got to bring the beach up here?
Yeah, I think they're somewhere on campus. They're going to build an outdoor courts.
Might catch on. University of Maryland about 10 years ago made a varsity sport of cheerleading, which helped in a way with the men's teams.
Yeah, Title IX.
Yes, sir.
But Mustangs put it back in play.
All right, let's see. Maybe he got his he bring his first midfield back out there? That's what I was hoping he was going to do. Yeah.
Yep, Rossi, Dabney, good. Back out there. Along with D'Onofrio, Rossi driving down the right side. High passer cannon quickly goes to Bannock. Bannock had to make a tough catch. Now Bannock wants to go behind the net.
The lighting has changed. I think it's a little bit harder to see the ball.
Rossi.
Here's the hot man right now.
D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio's got four. Over to Dabney, and he bounces it, and it's deflected on the way in out of bounds. Dabney loves to shoot high. Tried to go low there. And it was deflected on the way in.
Good ball movement.
Cannon puts it back in play. Bannock from behind the cage. Goes up top to Rossi. Rossi takes a screen from Cannon.
We're lucky we didn't get a movement pick at that time, Sid.
Bannock to Cannon, the guy who set that questionable screen. Cannon one-on-one with the short stick. Fakes a pass. Now it goes in front to Danko. Danko makes a tough catch. Lost it. Goes down in front, and it's scooped up by the defense. Trevor Pratt, number 36. Flag coming. It may be against Danko. It's against one of the attackmen. Here comes Syracuse in transition. So Cortland has possession down by four. And this is a free one here for Stavrakis and company. As soon as the Mustangs touch it up, it'll be a penalty against Stevenson. Cantelli fields the pass.
If it's on Danko, you know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, we're not going to see him.
We're going to see him for a while.
Yeah, Riccozzi down the right alley. Riccozzi shoots on the run. Richards got a piece. Penalty coming. Danko heading off the field. And he was just frustrated. He was taken down in front.
He doesn't have that much time in there. He's got to get that shot off quicker. And he took a half second too long, and they were all on top of him. Then. That's a skill.
It's actually D'Onofrio heading to the box 1 minute, and he's called for the slash.
I mean, our leading scorer has fouled somebody? I don't believe that.
It'll be a 1 minute penalty on D'Onofrio.
Cortland's in an open look.
Dragons need to cash in here, trailing by four.
I think they're in a 3-3, Sid, but I could be wrong.
Bunny Tatavis rotating the ball.
What a skip pass.
Gets it back below the goal line. Now to Cantelli, to Stavrakis. Hop shooting from up top. Williams blocked it with his body. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. 22 seconds left on the penalty to D'Onofrio. Stavrakis puts it back in play to Cantelli.
It's getting contagious now that Morgan's gotten hit with the ball three or four times. Now another defenseman has stepped up.
Stavrakis back to Hops, back to Stavrakis, back to Hops. Hops lets Ricozzi play. Now Hops try to skip pass. It hit off of Williams again. And time has expired on the penalty. We'll be back to 6-on-6, 7:32 to go in the third. Stevenson still up by four, 9-5. Another possession, though, for the Red Dragons. Cantelli cradling to the middle of the field into traffic. Now backs out up top, shoots it from straight on. And that one got blocked again, I think, on the way in.
That might have been from the restraint line, Sid. That restraint line is hard to see from up here, but I think they almost shot that from the restraint line.
Ricozzi puts it back in play from behind the cage. Spins and goes to Stavrakis. Stavrakis looking for help. Now to Billy Davis. Davis takes a screen from Hops. Has Robinson on him. Robinson forces him to give it up to Cantelli. Back out top to Davis. To Hops. Hops fakes to his right. Now goes to his right, but he wants to use his left. Got rid of it to Cantelli. Cantelli steps in and throws it away. And intended for Stavrakis.
It's a good the crowd appreciated that defense that time. They stopped him. They man down. They stopped him. It's all even. They stopped him.
Robinson puts it back in play. Cross midfield to Moody. Moody into the box. Moody to Pritchett. Pritchett to the near side to Pat Cannon. Cannon behind the cage. To Bannock. Bannock. Ooh, his defender fell down. Bannock loads and fires. That one blocked by Foster. Goes over the end line. Cannon will put it back in play. Cannon to the far side to Bannock. To Pritchett. Up top to Nieves. Alex Nieves. Driving down the right alley on a short stick. Faked a shot. Nieves going to the goal. Now parallel. Now behind the cage. Nieves coming around from the left side. Out to Pritchett. Pritchett up top to Tompkins. Matt Tompkins. Cradles in the left hand. He's got two screens to his left. Now he jogs behind the cage. Long possession here for Stevenson. They lead 9-5, 5.5 to go. Bannock thought about shooting it. Now skip pass over to Nieves, up top to Pritchett. Pritchett takes a screen from Bannock. Pritchett goes down low to Tompkins on the right side below the goal line. Tompkins moving it out front. Tompkins spinning away from troubles. Turnaround shot. Hit a defender on the way in. Rebound Bannock in front. He shoots and scores.
Nice tough play around the crease picking that ground ball.
Bannock with the ground ball in front. And he gets his first goal of the weekend. Seventh of the season for Steve. and it's 10-5. Mustangs in front by 5, their largest lead of the night, with 5:05 to go in the third. LeQuang will take the faceoff with Baldwin. Horn and Hardwick on.
Who took the shot from the outside on that?
I believe it was Tompkins.
And the ball didn't get to the goal?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Ice hockey, get an assist.
You would?
Yeah. Faceoff won by Baldwin again. Is it to Syracuse? And that's the only thing keeping the Red Dragons in it. And a quick pass and a shot and a score for Stavrakis. So just like that, Hops found Stavrakis. That pass through traffic got right to him. Stavrakis has a hat trick. 4:53 to go. So the Mustangs' five-goal lead lasted for all of 12 seconds. Stavrakis' third goal of the night, 10th of the season. Richards never really had a chance at that one.
No.
10-6 Stevenson, and problem for the Mustangs tonight is in the faceoff circle. Baldwin almost had that one again. It's kicked inside the box. Flanagan picks it up, knocked out of his stick. Hardwick over to help, and Hardwick will fly down the near sideline and scoop up the ground ball for the Mustangs. Hardwick behind the cage to Tyler Furman. Furman now on for Danko as that third attackman. Dabney to Rossi. Stevenson is being outshot 30-28, but they lead 10-6. Rossi to Cannon. Back up top to Rossi. Over to D'Onofrio. Number four has four tonight. He lost it that time. And three Red Dragons in the area trying to scoop it. They finally take it away.
Ooh.
Anthony Vaccaro had it knocked loose. Another body goes flying as D'Onofrio tackled a man from behind. That was Abel Warden, and he was still able to get it up to a teammate, Baldwin. So penalty coming against the Mustangs. Shot by Stavrakis. Blocked by who else? Taylor Morgan. And that's Taylor Morgan, number 23. Flags down on the other side of midfield, and they're all going to be against the Mustangs. So that was one of the things Coach Cantabene said at halftime, is got to stay out of the box at all costs.
You shouldn't get more than one.
Yeah, I think it's just one penalty with three.
I'm talking about they shouldn't get more than one a game on the offensive end.
Right.
I think this is the third time we fouled.
Yeah, look at D'Onofrio. His stick was up in the neck area.
So he's got two.
Warden. Yeah,
I know he's our leading scorer, but he's got two fouls on the offensive end.
He's lucky that's only 30-second call.
You're right.
With that stick up in the head area. Money Tadabas back on, number 66. The freshman, Nicky Money Tadabas, playing in man up only. Number 66. They go behind the cage to Dunleavy, to Hops. Hops looking for someone to feed it to. Now up top to Stavrakis, to Ricozzi, to Hops. Cantelli back to Hop, sharp angle, blocked. It goes right to Stavrakis. Penalty has expired, and Ricozzi will wait for a new play as they go to Hops. Hops takes it to the invert area, behind the cage with Taylor Morgan on him. Hops backing in on Morgan. Turnaround bounce shot got deflected. It's loose. Robinson giving chase, and he was able to get it to Corot falling, got it to Robinson. Robinson spinning, got it to Williams. Williams, long hole, got it to Moody, the short stick, who's able to
we got numbers.
Get it
good.
Across midfield. Look at this, 5-4. Moody shoots. Good save there by the goalie, Scalisi. Maybe one of his top two or three stops of the night.
I agree with you.
Especially given the time and circumstance. And the Mustangs, though, able to retain the rebound and possession. Nieves to Pritchett, the second string midfield line on for the Mustangs. Cannon behind the cage to Furman, over to Bannock. Bannock.
We should have gotten a better shot on that last transition. I thought Moody, I think, forced a shot.
Tompkins takes it behind the cage. Under 2 minutes to play in the third period. Stevenson on top, 10-6. Tompkins now to the right wing. Up top to Cannon. Cannon takes a pick from Pritchett. Can he do his left hand? Cannon shoots on the run. And another save by the goalie, Scalisi. Rebound still loose. Who wants the ground ball? Cannon somehow gets it back with 1:20 to go. Cannon had his stick knocked out of his hand. Ball goes out of bounds. And that will be Cortland ball. So Cortland hanging in it. They're down 8-4 at the half. They are still down by 4 goals, 10-6 with 1:10 to go. Every time it looks like the Mustangs are going to pull away for good, Cortland comes back up with a goal. Here's Austin Hope, 1 minute to go.
The last minute of this quarter, let's get a stop.
Good. Shot blocked on the way in by Ruffalo. He picks up the rebound, 43 seconds to go. Ruffalo across midfield with the long pole. Ruffalo into the box down the left wing. Ruffalo gets it to Granada, 30 seconds left for the Mustangs. They are great in the last minute of quarters. Furman to Cannon, 24 seconds left. Cannon setting up the play from the far wing. 20 seconds left now. Cannon behind the cage with 16 seconds. Goes to Bannock, threw it in the feet of Dabney. He's having trouble scooping it up, and it is batted toward midfield by the Red Dragons and scooped up by Austin Hope. Hope ahead to Stavrakis. 2 seconds left. Stavrakis to Hops at the buzzer. He scored! 10-7. Hops scores at the buzzer. It looks like it's going to count. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the start of the fourth. When we come back, we'll have MC down on the field. She'll let us know what's going on. Right now, they've got it on the scoreboard. 10-7. Hops at the buzzer. We'll be right back with the fourth period of play. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter getting ready to get started with that buzzer-beater goal by Hops. Let's go downstairs to MC McFadden.
Well, I can tell you guys that Coach Cannabene was not happy about that buzzer-beater goal. He thought there was a little lapse in his defense, and he also wants his defense to stay out of the penalty box because he thinks that we keep giving Cortland second chances because of the penalties that we're drawing. Also on the attacking end, he keeps emphasizing keep the ball moving and keep the bodies moving. He's starting to see his attackers get a little bit away of off-ball movement, and he wants them to get back into that like they were doing earlier in the second half.
All right, thank you very much, MC. The goal is going to count, 10-7. Hops with his 14th of the year, and we're going to have to put that at 1 second to go in the fourth. In the third, we're going to start the fourth. Stevenson will go right to left. Buonimo back out in the faceoff circle. This is a big one here with Baldwin. Baldwin simply dominant in the third period of play, and that's another reason the Red Dragons have hung around. Baldwin flicks this one between his legs. It's going to go into the box, and Bannock fighting for it, and it looks like it's scooped up by the Red Dragons. Dan Southard has it. Southard deep in his own end, back to the goalie, Scalisi. And Scalisi bounces to Southard. He doesn't see the hit from behind from Cannon, and Cannon steals it away. Connor Corot into the box. Stevenson able to steal possession here after Baldwin had controlled the faceoff win. So Stevenson up 10-7.
That's a freshman mistake as a goal. He shouldn't have thrown that pass up there. There was no reason.
Definitely should have waited.
Yeah. He forced that pass and should have taken care of the ball.
Bannock behind the cage. Bannock plays a little fake handoff to Cannon. Now it's Rossi up top. Rossi on the run. Left-hand shot goes wide. Cannon wins the race. 10-7 Stevenson, 13:51 to go in the fourth period of play.
I don't know that Rossi should take that shot too many times. I like it when he goes around right-handed, that's for sure. Left-handed, no angle. We're lucky he didn't hit the goalie with the shot.
Stevenson puts it back in play with a three-goal lead. We've got a whistle from the official closest to the goal. And the Mustangs are going to keep possession. D'Onofrio will start on the right sideline. Stevenson being outshot 35-30 on the stat sheet after three. Cortland 29-21 advantage in ground balls as we started the fourth. Bannock skip pass to Rossi. Rossi got it down low to Cannon. Cannon was knocked down. It's taken away by Foster. Here come the Red Dragons the other way to Pratt. Pratt, 4-on-3, but he's a long pole.
Oh, no.
He has Stavraski, and Stavrakis scores. Stavrakis, it seemed like, could have caught it and shot it all in one stride. Instead, he stopped, spun, gathered himself. And that is the fourth goal for Stavrakis tonight. 13-11 to go, and it's a 10-8 game for Stevenson. The Mustangs on top, but that's now three in a row. Four goals in the game for Stavrakis. He has 11 on the season. Mustangs led it 10-5 when Steven Bannock scored, and now it's 10-8. Last year, they led 9-4 going into the fourth and hung on 9-8. So this year, Cortland giving themselves a much better chance entering the fourth down by three as Baldwin again helping to control the faceoff. Ruffalo knocked it loose, and Bannock comes and scoops up the ground ball. So Baldwin seems to be definitely controlling the faceoff circle, but Ruffalo doing a great job to knock it out of the stick of Patrick Brown and get the possession for Stevenson with the help from Steven Bannock. Mustangs up 10-8, 12:45 to go.
Again, they scored on transition. I think it's the third of the eight that they have. We're not getting back in the hole, not getting back to make it all even.
Pritchett slowing things down. The Mustangs have lost two games in a row. They'd lost four games in the first 3 years here at Mustang Stadium, in the new Mustang Stadium. They've already lost two home games this year. They have not lost three in a row since 2006, the second year under head coach Paul Cantabene. Bannock taken down in front. Ball came loose. It's still loose, and it goes to the goalie, Scalisi, and now the Red Dragons get a clear. Here comes Warden on the clear, it's Warden 48. Shot by Hops at the outside of the net. His bench jumped up in the air. They thought it went in, but we had the good angle right behind the shooter Hops on the right side of the field.
Sid, I wasn't sure it was on the outside. I think you were, but I'm always thinking half empty when you that in.
Richards gets it to Robinson. Robinson goes by the attackman Hops and gets it across midfield himself. Now passes back to the other side to Tompkins. Tompkins waits for Robinson to get across. Now he's going to try to get into the box. And Tompkins does get in. Tompkins right down the middle. His shot blocked. Danko picks up the rebound. Shot it high and wide. And we've got an injured Red Dragon down on the field. I think Tompkins just steamrolled over one of the defensive players, and Tompkins is a big guy. They only list him at 6'1", 195, but he pretty much looks bigger than everybody out there in most games.
I think Morgan Pritchard, his running mate, is a little bit bigger than him.
Definitely taller, but yeah. Tompkins looks more stout. And Brown was the injured long pole on the play. He's still down on his back for the Red Dragons. 11:16 to go in the fourth. We'll take a break while they tend to Patrick Brown. 10-8 Stevenson, 11:16 to go in the fourth. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III in athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Back at Mustang Stadium, Hetrick Brown is up and able to walk off under his own power. Stevenson will put it back in play, up 10-8, 11-11 to go in the fourth. Both teams looking for their first win against a ranked team. They're each 0-3. And an errant pass there by Rossi goes over the end line. It'll be Red Dragons ball. David Foster put it back in play. High pass up ahead and is caught in the air and cleared across midfield by Siracusa. And Siracusa gets it into a safer stick to Georges. Georges now to Cantelli. He'll head off. He faked like he was going to head off. And now Cantelli.
Cat and mouse trick, and he got it. He's got a 10-yard start on it.
Here's Cantelli looking for the trailer. Roccozzi, Moody doing a good job getting back into the play. Roccozzi down low to Stavrakis. Stavrakis up top to Davis, near side Cantelli. Cantelli switching hands. Cantelli spinning. Cantelli winds and fires. It's blocked by his own man, Andrew Gonzalez, on the way in. Gonzalez took it off the elbow. Morgan dives to the sideline, and because it was a shot, that'll be Stevenson ball. Horn back to the goalie Richards, and Morgan again with an energy play.
I'm not sure it should count, but I love the energy. I think he's halfway in and halfway out. I don't think he should count anymore. But
Moody to Corot. He threw it away.
Oh, no.
Mustangs trying
Stop
to
it.
Save it. They can't as it goes out over the left-hand corner, and Foster will put it back in play and come up the near sideline. Long pass ahead. Billy Davis couldn't handle the pass. Robinson with the ground ball. Robinson across midfield got it to Cannon. And Cal will retreat to the defensive side of midfield. Here's Connor Corot staying out there. Corot having trouble and finally slows the ball down and scoops it up. Mustangs regrouping up 10-8. They have not scored in the fourth. Nearly 6 minutes gone by in the fourth. Pritchett to Tompkins. Tompkins down the right alley to Cannon. Cannon, hat trick tonight. Pritchett coming off a screen from Tompkins. Now they go to Bannock behind the cage. Bannock back to Cannon, playing catch below the goal line. Cannon coming around from the right side. Turnaround shot. Missed everything, and tough angle for a lefty there to beat the goalie.
He's got to take another step or two. He definitely didn't come up high enough.
Red Dragons win the race to the sideline to track down that shot, and they'll get possession. Foster trying to clear, looking for an open man. Mustangs in their 10-man ride. Haven't seen it a whole lot tonight. See if it works here. They knock the ball loose at midfield. It's Granada picking it up and getting it back for Stevenson. Cannon ahead to Danko, and he shot that one wide. Nobody there to back it up, and Danko with his hands on his head, and he's had a couple of golden opportunities tonight, unable to cash in.
He needs to finish those if he wants to stay out there another few minutes. And that was a nice pass to get it up.
Cannon, you could see with the good look ahead. Here's Pratt. Back to the goalie, Scalisi. Scalisi back to Pratt. Down the left side, hit the front of his stick, and then he was able to scoop it up off the mounts and get across midfield. Pratt looking for help. Got it to Printy. Printy is prevented from getting in the box the first time. Didn't get it in again the second time. They didn't get it in. And a timeout on the field taken by Cortland, and I think the referees might try to say the timeout came before the call. And I know head coach Paul Cantabene out there almost on the opposite side of midfield.
Now, you could call timeout on this corner 10-yard line,
yep.
even though it's not in the box.
Right.
So you're allowed to call it.
But I think this referee was saying that they didn't get it in the box.
Yes,
our referee near us, yeah. the referee on the far side of the field was saying the timeout was called first.
Right.
So. And Paul Cantabene.
If they give it to Cortland, it's a great timeout for Cortland.
Yeah, the way we see Cantabene, his reaction on the sideline doesn't look like it's going his way. 7:44 to go. 10-8, Stevenson on top of Cortland. And this one is turned into a grinder for the Mustangs after a 10-5 lead late in the third. It's now 10-8 with 7:44 to go.
We've turned the ball over in this quarter.
A lot more.
A lot more than we did all the first three quarters.
Yeah, Stevenson just 6 turnovers in the first 3 periods combined. Mm-hmm. Quite a contrast from last night where they had 32 in the game. So the Mustangs, a little bit different when you're going into the fourth. You have a 5-1 ratio, shots to turnovers, and you're going to have a much better night, and that's been the case, even though they have been a little bit sloppier here in the fourth.
We haven't scored this quarter, right?
Right.
So
10-8 is the score.
We're at the shot total that they took for the whole game last night. We are 1 over that now. We're at 33. So and we still have about a little less than 8 minutes to increase on that. I know Stevenson, they will try to increase on that shot.
Definitely. Riccozzi will put it back in play after the timeout, so Cortland able to save the possession with the timeout for the Goats.
No.
Riccozzi got by Robinson, going to the goal, didn't get off a good shot, goes over the end line, nobody was there to back it up, but it'll be Stevenson ball. Riccozzi got around Robinson, and Williams puts it back in play. Williams to the near side to Robinson. Robinson across midfield. Goes to Moody. Moody to Rossi. Rossi into the box. Stevenson on top, 10-8. Here in the fourth.
Let's see if we get a good shot sometime in the next minute. Don't have to eat more in a minute, but just 1 minute and then a good shot.
Dabney back to Rossi. Rossi, 2 goals, 3 assists. This is Cannon behind the cage. He's got a hat trick tonight. Rossi.
Here comes Rossi's in the picks.
Uses the pick, passes it down low to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio couldn't do much with it. Dabney stepped into a shot, and he fired it wide. 6:46 to go for Stevenson. Cannon will put it back in play. Cannon to Bannock on the near side. Bannock up top to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio to Rossi. He shoots it high and wide. And Cannon will put it back in play.
Sometime tonight.
Cannon behind the cage. To Rossi on the near side. Rossi to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio behind the cage to Cannon. Cannon in the near side to Rossi. Rossi from the left wing's got a short stick on him. Got into Dabney. Dabney to Bannock. Back to Rossi. Skip pass on the left side. Rossi takes a hard shot from Georges. Goes behind the cage to Cannon. Long possession here from the Mustangs. Back to Dabney under 6 minutes to play. To D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio switching spots with Rossi. Now trots down the far side. Goal line extended out to Rossi. Rossi shoots with a screen and Scalisi makes the save. Red Dragons get a clear. Georges across midfield quickly. They've got numbers if they want it. 6-on-4.
They did. Oof.
And now they're going to slow it up. McNaney out to Cantelli.
Well, we ate up 2 minutes of the clock, mm-hmm. Sid, but we didn't really take any great shots, I didn't think. Two of them were not on goal, and the one he saved wasn't anything to to write home about.
Davis got it to Hope. Hope working against Moody, the short stick. Hope goes down low to Hops. Hops, their playmaker, goes over to Stavrakis, who's got four goals, up top to Cantelli. Cantelli driving down the right side. Stops, looks, has Hope. Hope.
Oh.
Double team from behind. Got it to Hops. He shoots. What a save by Richards. Great look by Hope. With a bounce pass to Hops. Hops with his best opportunity since his goal. And a big save by Richards.
He's hurt. He's hurt. I'm telling you. He's bent over. He took a hop.
Yeah, he took that one right in the gut.
Mm.
Corot got it across. And Rossi into the box. Richards kneeling down behind the play.
That's a key save. That is a key save. Doesn't go 10-9. And we get the ball down the other end.
Yeah, Morgan went over for the double team. It looked like a great opportunity. The offensive player didn't look like he saw it coming, but Hope felt it. He made a great blind pass.
And I think it was pretty lucky where the ball went, but it went right to a Cortland player to
Pritchett to Rossi. Rossi jump shot goes over the net. 3:34 to go. Stevenson on top, 10-8. Last year, the Mustangs didn't score in the fourth. They won 9-8. This game taking a similar pattern. And especially with 3:25 to go, the Mustangs have to use the clock as their ally. Pritchett shooting on the run, shot it wide. Uh-oh. Cortland wins the race to it. And the Mustangs give away a possession there. And Pritchett being aggressive, but nobody was in the right spot. Scalisi pass up ahead to a wide open target. It's TJ Delira, number 50. Delira into the box with plenty of space. Mustangs out pressuring. Delira got it to Davis, to Cantelli on the near side. Cantelli's been relatively quiet. And this game passes up top, shot from the perimeter. It's a goal for Billy Davis. So just like that, Cantelli picks up an assist. Davis with his second goal of the season. Cantelli the assist. 2:49 to go. One goal lead for Stevenson. Last year, Stevenson had a one goal lead against Cortland with 3:06 to go. They say history repeats itself. And if so,
we're not that far off. 3:06. We're at 2:49.
Exactly.
Oh my.
Big face-off here for Baldwin and Buonimo.
We haven't tried another face-off guy, have we?
Laquang got a couple.
Did he really? Okay.
Baldwin's
got that.
Wins
one.
It to himself. Here he comes on the break. Baldwin into the box. Goes to a long pole. Brown. Brown lost it. It's knocked toward the end line, and it's scooped up by Chad Williams. Williams pressured. He lost it. Goes out of bounds off of Cortland. You have to wonder what Baldwin was thinking passing to a long pole when he got it into the box.
I don't know. So I'm glad he wasn't thinking, tell you the truth, Jay.
One timeout left for each team. 2.5 minutes to go. Robinson goes around his man. Hops. Robinson across midfield. Robinson got rid of it to Connor Corot. Corot into the box. Floats it to Bannock. What do the Mustangs do here on offense? With 2:15 to go, up by one. Bannock going to the front of the cage. He shoots. He scores. Steven Bannock. That's what you do.
That's what you do. Don't waste any time. Just gets back to two. I like to be up at two.
Bannock makes it 11-9, Stevenson. And for Bannock, that is his second goal tonight, 8th of the season.
That's a typical Bannock goal, all right?
Yep, flying in front.
That's right. He gets underneath his man and dives. Doesn't ever get called in the crease, so he's doing a good job of making sure he's not.
He's always in the air.
Not landing in that crease, because he's definitely the one who's propelling himself to that dive.
2:12 to go. Stevenson with a little bit of breathing room on top by two. Again, a face-off win, and they can really milk this clock.
You must be the ever optimist, because I don't feel that face-off win coming. Look at that, trying to get a ball out there. Referees are out there looking for a ball to use. Oh, they got a penalty. Sid, they got a penalty on somebody.
Penalty?
On a stick. On somebody's stick. Our stick. It's going to be a Stevenson guy.
Yep. And they went for a stick check against Buonimo, I believe. And we've got a flag down.
Oh, my. Hopefully it's only a one-minute version, not a three. I don't want to see that being for 3 minutes.
Well, if he's using, and you're the lacrosse expert, Dave, if he's using an illegal stick, how come Baldwin's winning all the draws?
he should go back to the drawing board if that's the stick he thinks he's going to win with. But I don't know. Sometimes when a young man faces off all day, his stick will change the form of it.
Right.
And it's a cold night. Maybe that's happened. But I don't know what they're going to call here. But we're going to find out in a couple seconds. They're taking it over to MC. She'll tell us, right? She's still over there?
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. I don't know. They're not giving him a penalty?
They gave him the stick back.
That doesn't usually happen. I don't know what they're doing.
It is a one-minute penalty on the board to Buonimo.
Okay. So it's a correctable error. That's why they
gave... Okay.
If it's a correctable error, in other words, maybe his stick was too... The pocket was too deep. That's a correctable error. It's only a one-minute penalty.
Right. I didn't see him work on the stick.
No, I didn't either.
They called it a one-minute unsportsmanlike penalty. So another twist in this game. Cortland falls behind by two, but a legal stick on the stick check called by Cortland. Now they've got an opportunity to get back within one. Cantelli up top.
This is the full minute.
Goes to Hops.
This is for a whole minute, whether they score or not.
Hops to the near side. They work it down low. Back up top to Gonzalez. Shot from the left side goes wide.
I didn't see that ball at all.
Bunny Tatabas will put it back in play. Nikki Bunny Tatabas.
You like that name.
I've been practicing it all day. Bunny Tatabas gets it. Goal line extended to the right side. Behind the cage of Cantelli. 1:30 to go in the game. 19 left on the penalty.
Ooh, the crease was open there for a half second.
Hops, fakes a shot, goes to the far side. Got to do something with it. Gonzalez shoots it wide. And Bunny Tatabas will put it back in play. 9 seconds left on the penalty. 1:20 in the game. Stevenson up by two on the defensive end. Hops, they go to the crease. Oh. Shot high and over by Dunleavy. And you have to wonder... Where is Stavrakis? They go inside. That pass knocked down. Back to 6-on-6. Corot with the ground ball. As
great
the last
ball.
Guy on the field. And Connor Corot floats it to Ruffalo. Mustangs have it with a minute to go and a two-goal lead. Dabney over to Cannon. Stevens can play keep away. They do have a timeout to work with. Behind the cage to Rossi.
Goalie's out. In fact, they changed goalies. I just noticed that.
Yeah, Tota in there now.
Ooh, they might get a penalty.
And there's a whistle, and I believe Coach Cantamene did use his final timeout with 38.1 seconds to go. We're going to do the postgame a little bit different. We won't have Coach Cantamene and the player of the game live, but you will be able to see that recorded on the Stevenson YouTube channel. So we will have interviews with them, and they may put it on their Go Mustang Sports as well. Stevenson on top, 11-9 with the ball, 38.1 seconds to go. So the Mustangs just have to play keep away for the final 38 seconds.
That's an easier thing to do now in the last 2 years because you don't have to stay in the box.
Right.
And I never understood why they allowed the ball to get outside the box the last 2 minutes. But for the offense, it's a lot more room to maneuver. And defensively, it makes it really hard to get it back.
Barring disaster, the Mustangs will improve to 4-3. The Cortland Red Dragons will drop to 2-4. And they've got a game this week at Clarkson. Saturday, they host Montclair State, another ranked team. Non-conference game for them. They play Ithaca also on April 1st. So they've got a couple more tough games. They play Nazareth, another non-conference game on April 15th. We saw Nazareth look pretty impressive, at least for the first half.
Who are they going to give the ball to? They're going to give the ball to
Bannock, it looks like.
Wow.
This is a thankless job here for Bannock. He's going to get a couple of bruises on this play. 38.1. Bannock on the restart.
Oh,
running right at the goal. Had it knocked loose. Tota, the goalie, scoops it up. Tota with the ground ball. 30 seconds to go. Tota is double teamed. Rossi takes it away. It's still loose on the far side. A big hit there by Bannock. A flag coming as Rossi scooped it up.
Ooh.
With 18.5 seconds to go.
They got a foul on it, Cortland.
Bannock is proud of himself after that big hit and picking up the penalty. We might have a penalty at the end of the play as Rossi got taken down. Mustangs 18.5 seconds away from victory.
I'm glad you only have 18.5 left. Shit.
But I think it's hit by Bannock.
I think it's going to end up being a 5-on-5.
I agree.
And it might end up going to Stevenson's ball because the second foul was on Cortland. So I think they're going to be, Cortland's going to be, it's going to be 5-on-5 with our ball, luckily.
11-9 is the score.
It's clean ball, it's not too hard.
Definitely the fans think it's green ball.
Well, they might use these uniforms again if we get this win. Might use his uniforms. An 0-2 would have put them in the boxes, but. Come on, refs.
The calls are pretty inconsequential to the outcome. It's going to be nearly impossible for Cortland to score twice in 18.5 seconds, even if they start with the ball deep in their own end.
Yeah, they take too long to move the ball and end up. Anyway.
They need to go perfect. Yeah. Score in 5 seconds, win a faceoff, score in 11 seconds.
Right. It's not going to be a
penalty ball on Bannock, a 1-minute penalty on Georges of Cortland.
Yeah, he's got the second penalty. That's why it's our ball. 1 minute. So I don't know why they had Bannock go right to the goal that last time.
Rossi will put it back in play against an immediate double team. 18.5 to go. Rossi out to Connor Corot. Corot will trot toward midfield in a half-hearted chase by the Red Dragons.
Who's calling a whistle? What's the matter?
Another whistle with 6 seconds left. Not sure what it was. They gave it to Cortland. Tota, the goalie, makes the catch across midfield. Throws it ahead for Hops. He makes the catch. Tried to score at the buzzer again. This one doesn't go. A penalty late as Morgan hit Hops. We've got both benches emptying and heading toward Morgan and Hops. And this is when both teams should head back toward their benches. I know the Mustangs are coming out to celebrate with their goalie, Richards. And I haven't seen anything else physical. You don't want to do anything to mar this victory if you're the Mustangs. The referee is trying to keep both sides separated.
The refs are going to get a little extra pay tonight.
As Coach Cantabene down there trying to keep his team.
They might throw Morgan out in the next game.
Yeah, separate, or he's waving his team back over. And Mustangs.
We'll see.
And Red Dragons avoiding a fracas here at the end. Of course, there is some taunting going on both sides. That is to be expected. I mean, both teams, Stevenson even at 4-3, certainly Cortland at 2-4, not off to the start that either one wanted. So obviously a lot of testosterone flowing down on the field. It is a final. The Mustangs have beaten their first ranked team of the season as they beat the Dragons for the second consecutive year in the Green Turtle Classic. Final score, Stevenson beats Cortland 11-9. We'll take a break here from Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with our post-game show. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannick. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network. Now, back to the press box for game highlights and a final breakdown of the stats.
Stevenson and Cortland shaking hands now at midfield as the Mustangs emerge victorious and get this must win to stop that two-game slide, 11-9 over the Cortland Red Dragons. Let's take a look on our second half highlights. Stevenson on top, 8-4 at the half. Red Dragons coming out of the locker room on fire. This is Matt Ricozzi driving to the goal, 8-5. Stevenson allowing the first goal. They get the next two. Kyle D'Onofrio picking up his fourth of the night. Rossi with the assist. 9-5 Stevenson with 11.5 to go in the third. And then right here, Tompkins shot blocked. Manick picks up the rebound, scores a goal. 10-5 Stevenson with 5:05 to go. 12 seconds later, Stavrakis from Hops. Good pass across the defense. 10-6. 4:53 to go. Now, how about this? You can't see the clock, but that's a buzzer beater for Hops. 10-7. Stevenson lets up two in a row at the end of the third. It's 10-7 going to the fourth, and the Red Dragons pick off where they left off. Stavrakis in transition stops, turns, shoots, and scores. It is 10-8. Stevenson hanging on to the lead. Later in the fourth, Ben Richards coming up with a big save. Look at this pass from Hope to Hops. Hops going low to high. Richards, his save of the night. The Red Dragons were able to cut it to one with 2:49 to go as Davis steps into that shot and scores with 2:49 to go. Back the other way, Mustangs on their next possession. Stephen Bannick going right to the goal, falling down and beating the goalie. His second goal of the night, and Bannick with the cushion goal at the end, 2:12 to go. Mustangs lead it 11-9 here at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson improves with the win to 4-3, and we're going to take a look at our final stats of the game here before we get out of here. Mustangs actually outshot tonight 45-42. Cortland the advantage in ground balls as well, 34-30, 16-6. Cortland winning the faceoff battle. 10 turnovers for Stevenson. That's a great number, 16 for Cortland. Cortland 1-for-6 with the man up, and Stevenson 1-for-3. So the Mustangs winning this game with man-up defense and not turning the ball over. Coming up next for Cortland, they will be at Clarkson on March 25th, and then next Saturday they host Montclair State at home at 3:30. Next up for the Mustangs, they play Albright on March 28th as well. That is Wednesday. So the Mustangs open up conference play at home. That is next Friday against Albright. Stevenson, on Wednesday at Salisbury. So we'll have live coverage of that game starting at 6:50 p.m. And then we'll bring you back here on March 28th. That is Saturday. Let's take a look at the rest of the scores in the Green Turtle Classic today. Lynchburg won the opener 14-9 over Dickinson. Nazareth upsetting Cabrini 11-9 in game two. And the Mustangs matching that same score, 11-9. So three teams score 9 goals today and lose. And this final game is going to wrap up the Green Turtle Classic from all of us at SFMSports.net. Myself, MC McFadden, Glenn Clark, Dave Slefkowski, our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. We thank you for joining us for all 6 games of this triple header. We want to thank everybody at SUTV for providing excellent video and graphics throughout the broadcast. A lot of people putting in triple headers, even a quadruple header today with the women's game. So thank you to everyone involved, and we will see you Wednesday night with our next broadcast. Stevenson at Salisbury, 7 o'clock faceoff. You know that's always a can't-miss game. So if you can't be at the game, listen to us on SFMSports.net. Pregame show starting at 6:50. Final in the Green Turtle finale, Stevenson over Cortland, 11-9. We'll see you Wednesday night.
This presentation of the Green Turtle Classic has been brought to you by the Mustang Sports Network, the official broadcast network of Stevenson Athletics. Visit SFMSports.net to watch post-game interviews with the coaches and to listen to game archives.